أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained about the people of the left side, the people who will be going to Jahannam, and some of the punishments that they will have to face. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained one of the main reasons is that they did not believe in the life of the year after. Our beliefs, our iman is the most important. And in today's very trying times, with lot of other groups making efforts to destroy our iman, a person must be very careful, and a person must not go on the phone, on any other groups. Once they create a doubt in you, and then that doubt remains with you, and your iman becomes very, very shaky. So iman is the most important thing, and iman on the life after death is also absolutely essential. So anyway, they objected to this, that they could, the people of Makkah, the non-believers, could not accept this. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that Qiyamah is definitely coming, and you will see it with your eyes, and then you will believe. But the belief of the seeing of your eyes is not accepted by Allah. It is by hearing the word of Allah and accepting it without seeing it. Otherwise, you believe your eyes, you don't believe the word of Allah Ta'ala. Then further it will be said to them, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّوَ الظَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ فِرْتُمْ جُهُوهُ اے بِحْكِهُ شُتْلَانِ وَعَدَ. O you who were gone astray and who falsified, who denied the life of the year after. And in belief, basically it is that we believe in Allah, one Allah alone. That we believe in Him, we believe that He is only one, and we believe in all the requirements which is in Iman Mufassal, and all the other requirements of Iman. We believe in all those things. So you people who are gone astray, and who falsified and denied the reality of the Akhirat, life of the Qabr, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions a few more punishments which they will face. لَعَاكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّونَ. Albatta, khaoge ek darakh sendh ke se. Undoubtedly you will eat of a certain tree that will be a very thorny, zakum, a very thorny tree. And that also cannot be imagined with the thorns of this dunya, bitter and thorny. But it will be something very terrible there, that will be their food which they will have to eat. They will feel hungry and they'll have no choice but to eat that. And that is also not so difficult to understand. In this world, when many people face hunger, they even eat their own feces, and they even drink their own urine in their desperation. So Qiyamah's day, when this desperation will come, they will have no choice, because that will be the only thing available, and they will feel extremely hungry, and they will have to eat this thorny tree. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ فِرْ بَرْدُوْغِ اُسْسَ بَيْتْ. And with that you will fill your stomachs. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِينَ فِرْ پِيُوْغِ اُسْ پَرْ اَكْ جَلْتَ پَانِ. And the water that they will get to drink will be boiling water. And they'll have no choice also. Their thirst will be so much that even though it is so boiling, they will have to drink that. And the effect of it will be such, as they put the glass to their mouth, the upper lip will go up and the lower lip will go right down. And it will go in the stomach, and it will tear the intestines apart. And these intestines will come out from the back. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْحِيمِ پھر پیوگے جیسے پیے اونٹ ٹھونستے ہوئے. And then you will drink like a thirsty camel. When a camel is thirsty, it drinks in gulps and gulps, and he just takes that water down. Like that boiling water they will have to drink. And all this will be because they had disbelieved in Allah. Iman is the most important. If a person is weak in his amal and he makes tawbah, there is great, great hope Allah will forgive him. And also on the day of Qiyamah, there will be wholesale forgiveness as far as amal are concerned. But as far as Iman is concerned, if that is not correct, and a person did not correct his Iman before death, then that is a very serious matter. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ یہ مہمانی ہے ان کی انصاف کے دین. This is the entertainment on the day of judgment. And it shouldn't be too difficult for us to understand this. Like if a father, he does everything for his son. The father did not create the son. He's just the cause of the son coming into the world. He gives him everything, whatever you can think of. And he does not even accept that person as his father. And he does not even obey one command of his. He goes against him all the time. Or a husband who does everything for his wife. Everything, whatever you can think of, he does. And she does not even accept him as her husband. She doesn't obey him in a single thing also. So Allah Ta'ala is not just the cause of us coming in the world. Allah is our creator. Allah is our nourisher. Everything that we have got is given by Allah. So all Allah wants from us is that we believe in him and his obedience. So, and all this will be, Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ ہم نے تم کو بنایا پھر کیوں نہیں سچ مانتے. We are the ones who created you, then why didn't you believe in this truth? Couldn't you understand that you did not come in this world of your own choice? You won't leave this world of your own choice. You can't wink an eye of your own choice. You can't do a single thing. It is all by the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And all Allah wants is that you must believe in this reality and this truth. And then in front Allah explains gives a few examples to show that Allah alone is the creator, and therefore we should believe in Allah and be obedient to him. Wa akhiru da'wana.